Hey there, it's lunchtime with the oldies, the Thursday edition. Welcome, 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 welcome. Lunchtime with the oldies is sponsored by the Sugar Shack at 132 South High in Hillsboro. You got a sweet tooth, they've got the solution to that. You stop by there and take some of that delicious candy home with you. You can run some of it by the station here. I won't argue with you at all. Getting us going on Lunchtime with the Oldies, Betty Everett poses the question.
Does he love me? I want to know. How can I tell if he loves me so?
Is it in his eyes?
Oh, no, you'll be deceived.
Is it in his eyes?
Oh, no, he'll make believe if you want to know.
Shoot,
if he loves you so, it's in his kiss.
That's where it is. Oh, yeah.
You're on the air.
Okay, greetings from whatever the heck this place is.
Mr. President, so good to hear from you.
Well, I thought it was only fitting at this Yuletide to share some eloquent thoughts from the big thinkers of our time.
Big thinkers?
Oh, yes, Mr. Day. For example, music composer Al Tabor said it best when he wrote, "You put your right foot in, you take your right foot out, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey, and that's what it's all about."
The hokey pokey?
That's been the question on the minds of generations, Mr. Day. What's it all about? Well, Mr. Day, I say that's what it's all about. Will you stand with me before the American people and proclaim that that's what it's all about? Well, that's okay. Take some time to think about it. No need to rush to judgment. Hello? Hello?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, praying. drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas.
It's lunchtime with the oldies here on Herb Day Radio. It's brought to you by the Sugar Shack at 132 South High in Hillsboro. Be a good time for some of that milk chocolate or that dark chocolate. Oh, whatever kind of chocolate it is going to be good. So you have a lot of selection, a lot of choices there to make. On our Facebook page this morning at Herb Day Radio, I asked the question, are you going to spend more or less this year on gift giving? Steph Rowland responded. She says, I'm too busy to shop this year, so all the kids are getting cash and the adults can share in the alcohol I bring to get-togethers. They wanted to do a carry-in, so I'll carry it on in. And she says, yes, Herb, you can air that word for word, too. And, Steph, I just did. So no surprises there. Len Barry now. This is 1-2-3 on Lunchtime with the Oldies.
1-2-3. Oh, that's how elementary it's gonna be. Come on, let's fall in love. It's easy.
It's so easy.
Like taking
you're on the air.
Leo, superb day.
A very presidential day. Yes, Mr. President, how are you today?
Still dead.
Every time.
I heard that blue-heart former president call up and try to make you think that the hokey-pokey was what it was all about. All I can say is, well, there you go again.
I've heard that somewhere before.
Doesn't he realize that the immortal words of Lee Bernstein said it best when that purple dinosaur stood in front of children every day, helping them to form strong, healthy minds with the words, I love you, you love me, we're a great big family.
Barney the Purple Dinosaur?
Oh, yes, Mr. Day. That's what it's really all about. And will you stand with me and Nancy? Hey, Nancy, I guess we're standing all alone. He hung up again. Not much on controversial subjects, is he? Hello? Hello?
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of colitas rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop for the night. There she stood in the doorway. I heard the mission bell. And I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven and this could be hell. Then she lit up her candle and she showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor. I thought I heard them say, welcome to the Hotel California. We'll be right back.
It's Lunchtime with the Oldies on Herb Day Radio, sponsored by the Sugar Shack, 132 South High in Hillsboro. We asked the question yesterday morning on our Facebook page at Herb Day Radio, what was the most embarrassing Christmas gift you ever received? Jordan Ryan from Peebles replied that he got a lump of coal for Christmas one year as one of the most embarrassing Christmas gifts. I'll tell you what, back when we were kids, we burned coal. So if we got coal, that was pretty respectful, I'll tell you. Somebody else responded that she got a pair of underwear. Well, I mean, if you need them, I guess. Anyway, be sure to follow our Facebook page every morning at Herb Day Radio and join in the conversation. Hello, you're on the air.
Herb Day from Herb Day Radio.
Yes, it is.
Well, yes, I'm listening to you right now. This is Jimmy from the other side, and I just wanted to ask you if your mom made you pray before meals when you were a kid growing up.
As best as I recall, yes, and we still do today.
Well, that's a nice story, Herb.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, the reason I ask is my neighbor asked me if we prayed before a meal when we were growing up, and maybe I didn't understand the question properly because I answered him by saying not that I recall. We didn't have to because Ma was a pretty good cook. And I was, well, hello? Hello? Hello?
Just one look, and I felt so hard. just one look.